You may go ahead and use my response for on-air purposes. I'm going to go ahead and cue it up for you so that you can get it to the right spot. 3, 2, let me try that again, sorry. Let me make sure something is off over here so you don't have a lot of crap talking in the background. Okay. You can actually use my stuff around the air. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, mark. Hi, I'm Jerry, and I'm in Saginaw, Michigan, and I am totally blind, and I actually run a radio program myself. And how I find joy is mainly I look at my family and my friends and the people around me to bring the joy that I need, or I will do my radio program, which I really enjoy speaking and talking to all of my listeners and all of my friends. I enjoy doing Periscope, especially because they can see me and I can wave at them and make crazy facial gestures at them. Even though I can't see, it doesn't mean I can't move my face and I can't move around. I can still do things like that. So the thing that brings me the most, I think, with joy is you know, being around people is my thing. I've always been a people person. And from the early 80s, when I first listened to Casey Kasem on the radio back in 1985 with his show American Top 40 all the way until he stopped broadcasting in 2000. And I'm trying to think, was it I can't remember the exact date. I'm not even going to try. Because I don't want to. Yeah, it's 2009. I'm sorry. It took me a minute. Anyway, yes, I enjoyed every minute that he's broadcasted. I felt like I had a friend on the radio, and I thought, wow. You know what? If Casey Kasem, who started out first as a just simple DJ, just simple radio actor, someone who has grew up in the state of Michigan, who is, you know, was pretty much from a poor family, someone who made a big difference in life. If he can do it, and here I am blind, but that ain't going to stop me, and then I know I can do it. And on his death in 2014, I shut my radio program down for a week because it was like mourning a friend or a very close friend, I guess. And I'm very fortunate to have great radio personalities and friends in my life. As friends, you know, and I'm very fortunate to be able to speak with Carrie, his daughter. And I'm very fortunate to be able to talk to people like my good friend Jerry O'Donnell, who runs the ESPN station here in Saginaw. Well, actually, it's in Midland, but Saginaw does pick it up. So very, very fortunate to have great people and great TV personalities. My friend Meg McLeod, who lives in down in Frankenmuth, actually, she's awesome, and I love talking to her about the job as a radio, or as a TV personality, and my friend David Custer, who I believe lives in Flint, and my friend Colette Boyd, and I'm trying to remember where she lives, but I can't right now. You know, many, many people that I and people in my life, you know, I was very blessed to know the late, great country Dan Dixon, who taught me everything he knew about radio, and he took his 40 years of broadcasting and dumbed it down for me so I could understand. Dan is now crossed over the bridge. He's now crossed the divide and over into heaven now, but and it's unfortunate. The day he died, I cried like a little baby, like I did when my friend Sam Merrill died of only 55 years old. Dan was 67 when he died, and he died of I don't remember what actually he died of. I think it was something to do with his pancreas, something like that. I've heard, then I've also heard it was to do with diabetes. I don't know, but I wish he was here so he could tell me. I know that my friend Sam Merrill died of congestive heart, I believe, failure, or was it heart disease? I don't exactly remember. But he died at a very young age, and everybody mourned him, including me. And all of the news people mourned him. He was a news reporter for our local CBS affiliate. He was even featured on CBS Evening News with Scott Pella. Scott Pella said goodbye to him as well, which is really amazing. And it was really an interesting thing for me. I was like, wow. But no, what really brings me joy is knowing people. Knowing the person. Not listening to their shows. Not knowing... You know, I like to know the person. I just wish I could have... You know... Gotten the chance to meet many of my other heroes like that. And because I didn't... Well, that's what happens. You know, and I met most of my heroes. But to meet more of them would have been nice. I've got a few other ones that... I didn't get to meet, like, Dick Clark, for example, and another guy that lived here in Saginaw for a very short time, and I don't know what happened to him since then, named Ian Richards. He was Australian, and very nice, and I wish I would have gotten a chance to say hi to him as well, but I didn't, but that's okay. You know, life goes on and we all make our own. But anybody who ever stops me and asks me for my autograph, I always give it to them. Anybody who has ever said, hey, Jerry, may I host a radio show with you? I've never done it. I help them because I would want to be helped. And if I'm at a wedding and a little kid comes up to me like I used to do to them when I was younger, when I would go up to the DJs when I was younger, when I was a little kid, anybody that ever does that to me and just says, hey, can I see your stuff? I want to learn about what you do. You know, I let them sit there all night long if they want and just fiddle with the controls and just enjoy what they're doing. I let them announce and talk and I let them experience it because the DJs that didn't let me do that are not even anywhere in my memory. Matter of fact, I don't remember half of them. I remember names, but I don't remember who they were. And some of them were very rude. Very, very rude. And for that, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. I consider myself very blessed with what I've been able to do. I've gotten 16 awards for my radio shows. And I've gotten many, many accolades from many, many people, including... Everyone should know Jonathan Mosen. I used to work with him on a radio station called Mushroom FM. He was my boss. He was the general manager. Very strict fella, but very nice guy at the same time. I appreciated what he taught me, too. He taught me how to be punctual. He taught me how to, you know, if I really want this, I got to get out there and get it. You know? And that's one thing he taught me, so... With that said, I'm going to end this, and thank you for allowing me to be on the radio program today. Have a great day. And for all of your listeners out there, whenever you see a DJ working very, very hard, or anybody working very, very hard, please, you know, walk up and say hi. Shake their hand. Tell them what a great job they're doing. Because when you do that, you make them feel better about what they did for you. And always remember, while there is a lot of computers involved in radio, there has to be somebody there that controls the computers. And always remember this as well, if you can. Be nice to anybody. Excuse me. Sorry, I have trouble sometimes and my jaw always locks up. So I do apologize for that little mess up. What I was trying to say was always remember this as well. Oh my goodness. Excuse me. Always be nice to people who you don't know. In whatever job you're in. Firefighting. Police work. Even if you're just a carpenter. And somebody says, I want to see how you do that. Take the time. Let them learn. Let people see what you're doing, even if it's a 30, 40-year-old person. Don't be a snob, because when you do that, then you don't give them the opportunity to learn. If you don't want them to do something, teach them why it's not a good idea. Don't be a snob. Be a good person. And then, later on in life, you'll get rewarded. I'm Jerry Mader, saying, keep a smile on your face and keep on jamming.